we describe it is, you know, for credit unions today, it's really critical to look at what I could say four different layers of security. Mm-hmm. The first is what we would call protect. The second is what we would call identify. Mm-hmm. The third is prevent. And the fourth is engage.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, you know, we want to prevent and protect against large-scale attacks. So that's like at the beginning of the transaction, you know, and to make sure that if a lot of card numbers have been compromised, mm-hmm. that there's not an attack, say, at an ATM, mm-hmm. to get as much money out in a short period of time as possible. Mm-hmm. In fact, MasterCard's created a program called Safety Net that absolutely safeguards against that.
Cool.
And
very
so
cool.
We can identify before the bank may even realize or the credit union may realize that they are under attack.
Really? Oh,
and
nice.
We can stop those transactions before it becomes real. In fact, we last year, I think it was about $350 million in attacks that we prevented last year because of that
wow.
program. So that's what I mean, you know, up front, mm-hmm. it's about really the protect piece, right? Protect the account, mm-hmm. protect the device. The second, though, when we talk about identify, is where biometrics and the whole new area of biometrics comes really critical. Mm-hmm. Because now, with biometrics, we're able to replace what a consumer knows, meaning their password, mm-hmm. to who a consumer is, mm-hmm. right? Is it their fingerprint? Is it their eye? Mm-hmm. You know, as I say, you know, we have hundreds of passwords, but we only have 10 fingers.
Yes.
Or hopefully we have 10 fingers. You know, and so biometrics can become really critical to say, okay, the account's safe, but now is it the right person trying to get into that
right,
account?
Right.
And so how do we do that? We also just purchased a company called New Data. So it's not always Yes, right. So it's not only just the physical way of identifying, mm-hmm. but it's also the behavioral. So is that person holding the computer the
this
way
is
they
amazing
do?
Stuff. Yeah.
It is, right?
Go ahead.
It's, you know, really cool. Are they typing the way they normally type?
Yeah.
And it's those types of behavioral things that come up. So that's the second leg. Then the third leg, which is detect, is this decision intelligence. Now that we're at the point of sale and the transaction is being made, do we trust that is a legitimate transaction? But the last one, and I don't think we talk about this enough, is engaging, right?
Yeah.
And how do we engage the consumer to become an advocate and a partner in helping make sure that this payments ecosystem is protected,
mm-hmm.
right? So that they're not just relying on their credit union mm-hmm. to keep them safe, mm-hmm. but they become a collaborator in doing that. So things
Good.
Like spend controls and alerts mm-hmm. become an important tool to that. What I see as a trend then as a result of that, and especially as these four areas get built out, is really what we'd almost call continuous authentication,
okay.
right? Because we can begin to authenticate the minute you begin to pick up your phone,
mm-hmm.
before you even start to maybe initiate the payment,
mm-hmm.
and then throughout the rest of the process. So based on our level of confidence, we can make certain decisions during out the entire transaction to say, you know, what are the levels of testing or challenging that we need to do?
So bottom line is that this is who you are. This is who you are, you know?
Exactly.
So, and is this all kind of the beginning stages of machine learning as
it's,
well?
It's all a combination of machine learning,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly
yeah.
right.
Oh my gosh, such exciting stuff.
Yes.
So the importance of this today, obviously, is because you want to stay two or three or four steps ahead of the fraudsters.
Exactly.
Which is why all this is in place. And I'm so glad you brought up the saving the $350 million or billion, whatever the number was that you said.
Right.
Because my next question was like, okay, what are we doing today for credit unions? Because this
yes.
stuff is like still a little bit in the future for
yes,
credit unions,
it
you
is.
Know? In realities, talking, there might be a few out there, very progressive ones that are already implementing it.
Or what we're seeing is maybe there's individual pieces of it being
right,
used
right.
that we haven't combined
yeah.
all together.
Yep.
Because maybe we can, through the device, use our fingerprint to say, oh, yes, I'm getting into my mobile app
mm-hmm.
because I'm using the fingerprint that's
yep.
on my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't connected that to that what I'll call it, that hack attack protection
okay.
with the safety net. And we haven't really started to say, all right, what are the other layers of biometrics or scoring that we can build into this to make it a better consumer experience. And frankly, that's really our objective. It's not about just mitigating fraud. It's about improving the customer's experience,
which exactly.
everybody wants,
exactly.
right?
Because
yeah. right.
it's a double-edged sword, because exactly. this balance act we have with convenience and security, it's kind of goes hand in hand, and it's...
No doubt. Javelin's study put out this year, it was really actually eye-opening, right? Because we sometimes think about what's the impact of the transaction and either the upset, you know, customer or consumer who didn't get their transaction through, or the fraud loss that the credit union may have incurred for that one transaction. But Javelin has in their recent study that there were 6% of consumers. No, I'm sorry. There were 1 million consumers who had a fraud experience in 2016. They transferred $4 billion in volume, GDV, to another financial institution.
Whoa. Huge
impacts.
Oh my God.
And so we don't always think about like the customer dissatisfaction and the migration issues that are also created by a fraud experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So where do we go from here? My last question for you. Where do we go? Because, I mean, I was watching the Today Show this morning, and JetBlue came out with facial recognition. Instead of your ticket or even your Apple Pay or all that type of stuff, you just stand in front of this thing, it recognizes you, you get on the plane.
Yes.
So where do we go from here with stuff like that?
So what credit unions need to do is they need to work with their network, and they need to work with their processor to make sure that they're putting and connecting all these layers of different strategies into place so that they have what I call a comprehensive end-to-end fraud strategy. Because I would bet you would say that at the end of the day, they're doing each one of those things individually, but they're not seeing the connectedness all of it. And I think between the networks and their processors that probably provide them some of these services, they can start to knit that together and insist that that become a holistic system.
Yep. Bring it all together. This is our new normal.
Good, exactly.
Ben, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Well done.
Take care.
Keep up the good work, all right?
All right, thanks.